The Kalapuya people gathered here on the banks of what's now the Long Tom River near Vinita to harvest camas root, one of their food staples.
So this is a really wealthy land in terms of subsistence, because we're at the northern end of what would be the Long Tom Marsh historically. And as an edge of ecosystems, you get lots of this edge effect of different resources, plants and animals.
Roger says University of Oregon researchers recently found a camas oven that's estimated to be 4,500 years old. The Kalapuyas would roast camas, hazelnuts, and other plants. She says the camas oven would be dug a couple feet into the ground.
And to use them, you would put down rocks, build a fire, you would put leaves and stuff like that, and then you would put your food to be processed, close it up, and then dig it out. It's classic, like, pit roasting. It's found throughout the New World.
Roger says the oldest archaeological site in Western Oregon is on Fair property. It dates back 10,000 years.
And so we have this whole suite of sites from habitation covering 10,000 years, food preparation, food gathering, and people living here.
Roger says the fair considers itself a steward of the land, preserving its archaeological resources. She says some people are surprised native tribes lived here so long ago.
We underestimate what people could do and how long people have been here. When I work with children, I always tell them, well, what do you think they did before they had TV and video games and all this stuff? They told stories, they made beautiful things, they made practical things, and I think we've lost track of some of that.
Ann Rogers is at Ark Park during the Oregon Country Fair. There you can learn basket making, watch flint knapping, and learn more about the archaeological findings at the fair site. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, at the Oregon Country Fair.